Shogger, the North Division, Edmonton and Winnipeg, they get involved to the postseason tonight. No Ehlers, no Dubois for Winnipeg. And I just talked about how Boston, you know what, they didn't take advantage of that 5-on-3. You're the Edmonton Oilers. You have to take advantage tonight of a depleted Jets lineup. You got to win this game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, these aren't bit players that are out of their lineup. Like, these are hugely important players that play the game, especially Ehlers, man. He plays the game in a way that he can, you know, shift a game. He's just a heck of a good player and can play two ways. And then Dubois hasn't been everything that Winnipeg probably hoped he would be in the time that he's been there, but, I mean, he is built for the playoffs. He's a big, sturdy guy. He's robust. He's got lots of skill. So, yeah, this is one you have to take advantage of if you're the Oilers. I'm not sure why they wouldn't. The one thing I wonder about, Greg's, like, you know, we watched the Oilers in the bubble last year, and for whatever reason, they just did not rise to the moment. They just couldn't. The emotion level through that series, there was just never that frenetic pace of desperation until there was like 7 minutes left in the series. And then they did, and you're like, that's what it's supposed to look like. They waited so long. And they believe as a group they're ready to do that right away. I'm going to be looking for that early. There's a pace you need to hit in the playoffs. And they didn't hit it. And I'll be real interested to see if they can, right from puck drop tonight.
Yeah, well, you know what's funny? I went back and looked at those series, and three of the games, the Oilers got off to early leads, right? They 19 seconds, 45 seconds, and 2 minutes and 34 seconds. That Oilers scored the first goal. And usually, like, you would think that would be able to carry over momentum, but it didn't. They lost two of those games. They won the one when McDavid scored 19 seconds in, but... Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. Now, last year was last year. I think it's a very different team. There was a 4-month break. I'm not too worried about the Oilers being flat, but I can understand why there's some trepidation by people, because that's the last memory of playoff hockey you have of the Oilers.
Yeah, well, if you're an Oilers fan out there, they probably feel a lot better about their group, right? I mean, McDavid has had just an all-world season. They've got Darnell Nurse playing like an absolute beast out there. Mike Smith is a total gamer. They got a lot going for them right now. And I would have said similar, you know, something similar. Last year had the playoffs just started, you know, if there was no layoff. They had good things going for them at that time, too. But not the way they do this year. They didn't have a Norris Trophy conversation, defenseman, let alone Tyson Barrie patrolling the blue line as well. They didn't have Mike Smith playing at the level he's playing at right now. Top 2 point getters on the planet, the way those two were this year. They got a lot going for them this year. So a lot of it's going to be about the bit players too, you know, and if those guys can find a way to chip in, if the Oilers actually get some secondary scoring in this series, I'm not sure what Winnipeg's going to be able to do, because you know McDavid's going to get his as well.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And the way McDavid's playing, heck, you don't even need much secondary scoring. You need like one goal every two games at the rate he's scoring right now, and the way he scored against the Jets this season. Because, like, the Oilers' power play, I looked at it, they had a stretch of 5 games where they didn't score, but they only had 9 power plays in those 5 games. And they had another stretch of 4 games where they didn't score, but they only had 6 power plays. They've never gone more than 2 games other than those 2 sequences all year long without a power play goal. And that was at a time where they barely got any power plays, right? They're going to draw some penalties. Against Winnipeg, they got their average all season was 3.11. Their average against Winnipeg was right on the numbers at 3. Now, the thing about the Jets is they're a pretty disciplined team, but unless the refs are going to allow mugging galore, I just think it's only a matter of time before the Oilers get some power plays.
Oh, they'll get some power play time. I'll be interested in the penalty kill, too, because Winnipeg didn't figure out Edmonton's power play all year long, although Winnipeg had a good power play against Edmonton as well. I wonder how aggressive they're going to be. If they're going to just don't collapse everybody in and just sort of use the idea that, well, we'll make them work it around the outside. And if you can keep it outside, and just if you collapse in far enough, you're not going to let anything through the seam. McDavid's just too good. You know, he's just too good at finding that seam, at faking in one direction, which causes a guy to just move his stick slightly and then zipping it through. Draisaitl sitting in that spot, that one-time snapshot that he takes, it's just too much. I think the best way to try and kill an Oilers power play is to just be really aggressive in chasing after the puck and forcing those guys to make scramble decisions. And if they're going to get one, don't let it be a set play. Make it be a scramble play into the net. Because if you let them set up and you let them get comfortable, they're going to find a way to thread a needle. They're just too skilled not to.
Ryan Rashog from TSN joins us. Oilers taking on the Winnipeg Jets. No Ehlers, no Dubois for the Jets. Oilers going to run with kind of what they have down the stretch. McDavid's going to center Cahoon and Puljujarvi. Draisaitl with Nugent Hopkins and Yamamoto, who's back healthy. Cassian's back in the lineup. He'll play with McLeod and Neal. And then you have Archibald on the left side with Kara and Chiasson. Back end, Nurse Barry, Kulikov, Larson, and Cuckoo, along with Bear Mike Smith, gets the start. And Mike Smith's been a really good player in the playoffs. You know, his record isn't great, but, you know, it's not, he can't score goals. His save percentage historically, you know, he's .934 in his career in the postseason. So he's a guy who, I know people remember 26 minutes. I thought that was really overblown. If you look at it, Mike Smith's a guy who should give the Oilers, you know, an opportunity to win almost every night in this series.
Boy, he's been so good all year. He's been so consistent since he came back and was healthy. So I would take, I would far sooner allow for that being a one-off, what happened to him in that game. I think that, I mean, even he admits all that time off, maybe he didn't handle it the best. Like, different guys reacted different to that. You know, if you're an Oilers fan, the list of things you need to worry about tonight, I would think Mike Smith would have eased your fears quite a bit through this year. You know, now you get into the back-to-back scenario, and we'll see how he looks. You know, that's where having a 39-year-old goalie is a little different than someone in their mid-20s. We'll see. But as Dave Tippett always talks about, he's such a superbly conditioned athlete. So, but no, Mike Smith has been excellent all year, and he's been competitive. Biggest thing for me with Mike Smith this year is I feel like his puck handling has been so much more responsible this year. He hasn't been any less aggressive. He gets out of the net every bit as much as he always has, and it doesn't matter what the score is. He still comes out of the net, whether it's a, you know, whether you'd think, man, you should be playing it safe right now. He's going to just do him. Like, that's the way he rolls. But I think his decision-making this year is quite a bit better. You know, far fewer times he comes out of the net and the other team has the puck next. He comes out of the net more times than not, the Oilers have it next after him. And I think that is huge in the playoffs. You cannot gift people goals. And he did it early in that game against Chicago. He gifted a goal. He can't do that. And he hasn't this year hardly at all.
No, there hasn't been many dips at all for Mike Smith all season, for sure. The matchup game tonight, we had Jamie Thomas on earlier, and obviously it's going to be Scheifele and Lowry from Winnipeg's perspective against McDavid and who they want against him. Which, you know, he doesn't want the stashing line. So if you're Dave Tippett, obviously you'll be looking to see if you can get McDavid or Draisaitl against the stashing line. I think that's the real matchup that Edmonton's going to want tonight. Like, Tippett, I don't think it matters who McDavid plays based on his results, but if you can get a few extra shifts in an ideal matchup, that could be the difference, especially early.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything you need to even think about running from. I think you play McDavid as much as you want to play him. You run him out there as much as you need to. You know, Lowry against McDavid, I would take that all day long if I'm the Oilers. He's a good two-way player, but he just doesn't skate in a way that is going to be conducive to, I don't think, being able to shut McDavid down. I don't know that that's the answer right there. I mean, it's going to come down to, a lot of this is going to come down to Mark Scheifele. And this has been a, you know, I know they want to say it's not about one-on-one and it's not about, he's going to be on the ice pretty much the most for the Jets. McDavid's going to be on the ice the most for the Oilers. And Scheifele needs to figure out a way to, you know, if I were Scheifele, I would just be, you just take a look at the teams that have had success against McDavid this year and some of the forwards who've had success against him. And there aren't a lot. You know, even look a little bit at Taves last year in the play-in. And just, you know, you try and play a game where you're opportunistic, but you're aware of where he is. You're trying to, you know, be in his way in the middle of the ice. You're always coming back super hard and trying to be, you know, aware in your defensive zone, not cheating for offense at all, because, you know, a saw off in the matchup is a win, you know. So it's just about playing a tremendously complete two-way game if you're going to be tasked with being out there against McDavid all the time. And, you know, I think Mark Scheifele has the skills to do it. He does. He's a good player. You know, he's got lots of experience and lots of ability to do this. I think he knows how to do it. It's just whether McDavid goes on tilt. And if McDavid, you know, if the boost button gets jammed again, you know, it's going to be a tough task for Scheifele and the Jets.
Yeah, no question about it. Schauger, we'll see you at the rink. Enjoy the games.
All right, pal, you too.